by Bay FM, broadcasting live from Kilbeacontee for Hurling Sevens in association with Rationale Windows Ballybrit, part of the Velux group of companies. Visit rationale.ie for details on their energy efficient windows and doors.
Now we're having a great afternoon here in Kilbeacontee. One game has just ended, another one is rolling up. But before that starts, we've got Darren out there on the pitch to give us a wrap up of the day so far.
Here at two, the Kilbeacontee Sevens, and of course of the hurling, the round three action has just gotten underway. I have what you call Justin Fahey here with me, the Kilbeacontee chairman. He'll run through that in a moment. And also we're going to tell you about another upcoming event taking place in Gort Golf Club on Thursday the 4th and Friday the 5th of August, and the area manager for Rationale, Colin Moylett, is here as well. Justin, first just talking about the hurling for a moment, and I suppose it's a reminder, we're running a bit in behind. We don't want to say how far behind we are, but we reckon we're about half an hour behind. There's still plenty of hurling in Camogie to take place over the course of the evening for anybody listening to us now and wanting to get down and watch the action.
Yeah, absolutely. Some unbelievable group games there, two going to extra time to the goal and goal. We sort of introduce our own rules for the sevens up here, but like the excitement and entertainment we got out of two games there in Group A was unbelievable. So it's all to play for. I think the only certainty at the moment is in Group B, where Garth have gone through to the semi-final and ourselves, Kilbeacontee, are out.
You couldn't have the perfect day, could you?
No, exactly, you couldn't. But I suppose we're competing against senior teams, and it's hard on a day like today when you of great caliber of other teams here, so it is difficult in that sense for ourselves. But like Group A is all to play for. St. Thomas's are playing Tubber at the moment, and then you have Behan, Larkins, and all them four teams going into the last round of games can all qualify. So it's this group of four again that we had all difficulty with in COVID. It could go down to scoring difference and goals for. So it's all to play for.
It is all to play for as well. Just to show how tight that it is for those that have been following the scores here. Well, in that Group A that Justin was talking about, Tommy Larkins beat St. Thomas's 3-8 to 2-8 earlier on. Tubber beat Baha 1-11 to 2-5. In round two, then St. Thomas's beat Baha 4-5 to 3-5. And Tubber 3-7, Tommy Larkins 1-10. Both games finishing with a last minute goal. So as Tubber and 4 points, St. Thomas and Tommy Larkins 2 each, Baha with no score, Tubber leading in round 3 by 1-2 to a point at the moment. If they are to win that game, they will top the group, and then it all depends what happens between Tommy Larkins and Baha. And just the other group very, very quickly, are Drahan beating Kilbeacontee 5-8 to 1-5, Gort 3-7, Crotwell 2-4, then Crotwell beat Kilbeacontee 4-8 to 6 points, and then Gort 4-4, are Drahan 1-7 after a bad start. Gort have the two wins, but because are Drahan had to play Crotwell in the final round, that means Gort are through as the group winners in B. But you have Ardrahan, you have Crotwell still competing, and of course all four teams in this group, St. Thomas's, Tommy Larkins, Tubber and Baha, there's plenty of those areas very, very near to us as well if they want to get down and support our team.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, get out here, there's still plenty of games and still plenty of hurling, and the Camogie final now, it's looking like it'll be put back to half five or that. So you have the two semi-finals in the hurling, the Camogie final, and then the final of the hurling. Like, some of the games here have been brilliant. So, like, if you're around the area, just get out here. There's barbecue on, everything you want to see here. The sun is shining, and we'd welcome anyone.
And there's a great crowd here as well. The weather, absolutely fantastic. And Justin, stay there. We're just going to talk about a few more of the later events, joined by the area manager of Rationale, Colin Moylett. And Colin, first, your thoughts here, what you've seen so far. Fantastic day of entertainment.
Asher, it's great. Sevens is a great game. Like, it's nice and fast, snappy hurling. It's a test of the lungs as well as the legs. I wouldn't fancy being out there myself, not to be honest.
And a lot of players putting themselves into it there. Just while we go back to this in a moment, Colin, of course this is the big event of the year for Kilbeacontee GA, but of course another big one coming up as well. It's the Golf Classic, and it's taking place in Gort Golf Club on Thursday the 4th and Friday the 5th of August. Plenty going on there as well. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, the committee, we decided to resurrect the Golf Classic a few years ago, and Frank Gillen has been leading the way on that. And it's on the August Bank Holiday. It was a bit of a gap in the calendar from a hurling and a golf perspective. So it's a lot of society outings that time of the year. So we said, look, it's a great opportunity to go and play a lovely course. Gort's in super condition. For 120 quid, you'll have a goodie bag and the whole lot to go home with you. So.
Kilbeacontee determined to take over these bank holidays. We're here with our hurling in the Camogie in June, the golf in August as well. But as you said, their team entry 120, but so many different prizes as well, and everybody's welcome.
Absolutely, yeah, and we get great support actually from the clubs around us. All the hurling clubs like put in golf teams there, and it's a good weekend. Now it's more of a social occasion than a fundraising effort from ourselves, but it's a great weekend, great crack, and you'd always get a nice drink in the 19th hole when you're finished, no matter how the golf went.
The nice drink is always very, very nice as well. And just reading here as well, Colm, you can telephone 087-255-3193. I'll just repeat that number again in case anyone at home is writing it down: 087-255-3193, or you can email secretary.kilbakenty.galway@gaa.ie if you want to get more information on that. And you'll be hopeful for a big uptake in that, Colm, because these events, they're important fundraisers to keep the club motoring on.
They are, yeah, and we don't have a massive weekly lotto. We do a monthly draw there every month, but we're not out every week looking for money. We do the Seven Series, our huge fundraiser every year. We rely on the weather, we rely on the support for local clubs, and I suppose the golf in the August Bank Holiday is the same story.
Well, certainly as well. We look forward to seeing how that pans out. Even though we're here from Galway Bay FM, if you're from Tupper in County Clare, you'll be very happy how teams are going. 3-6 to 3 points. They lead St. Thomas's about 30 seconds to half time. Justin, I reckon we've about a minute or so left before we have to hand back to the end of the broadcast here today for the Kilbakenty Sevens. You mentioned the Camogie final there on St. Coleman's against St. Thomas's. Of course, we'll have the semi-finals and the final of the hurling. That'll probably be 6:30 as well. So we're going to have on-field entertainment until up to 8 o'clock, I'd imagine, there or thereabouts, maybe at least 7:30, and of course we'll all be heading to McCarty's afterwards.
Yeah, McCarty's is the place to be. We'll all head down there to Mikey Burke, and Fergal Kinnear will provide music. But just before I go, just to thank Colm and Rationale for having you here today. Colm's a great supporter, great member of our committee, and Rationale are always on hand to support us, so just to thank them as well for sponsoring the Baycaster for the day.
Justin, thanks a million, and Colm, thanks a million as well. It's absolutely our honour to be here, but that's where we're going to have to leave it for now in regards to our radio coverage. John Mulligan will have more updates on the scores at our 5 o'clock news, and Jerry Murphy will give a further update on Over the Line later on. But it's Kilbakenty Sevens, the sun is out. If you're nearby, get down here, enjoy hurling, enjoy Camogie, and enjoy the entertainment later on. Tupper in front, 3-6 to 1-3 at halftime. Again, Justin Fahey, Colm Moyles, thanks a million for joining us. And Johnny, with that being said, we'll head back to you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Darren, and also thank you to Rationale Windows, of course, their showrooms in Briarhill Business Park, sponsors of our outside broadcast here today.